Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reiss, and it is drive time. Beautiful sunset in Clearwater Beach, Florida. I have a surprise today, and Lisa, my co-host, is not here, and I've been trying to set this up for the last 2 months. Lisa, you're missing out. In the meantime, Dan, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having us today.
Yeah, so what we're going to talk about is Kiss a Gator.
Yeah, we really appreciate having us on the show. Kiss a Gator, or the Alligator Attraction Wildlife Learning Center. We are a wildlife pet rescue located at Johns Pass in Madeira Beach. The facility specializes in taking care of pet rescues, surrenders, or orphan wildlife. So 90% of the animals we have there are going to be in those categories and are going to be animals that can't be re-released into the wild for various reasons.
Now, how did you get it started? I'm going to call you, like, you know, what do they call it? A Crocodile Dundee under.
Oh, yeah. Lately it's been Jungle Dan from
Jungle
everybody.
Jungle Dan.
The facility opened in 2011. Originally it was just one room, and they had some alligators and tortoises. 3 years ago we had a new owner come on board, Sonny Flynn.
Right.
And Travis, who I think had been on the show before as well with you. And they've really kind of expanded the facility. So we added another, like, 9 units at Johns Pass in the shops area. So we're almost 10,000 square feet all indoors.
Wow.
So because of that, we do specialize in smaller animals. We're not, you know, there's no tigers or African elephants or anything like that there. But
right. Which is amazing, because Travis has been wonderful. My reporters come in town and they want to do a story. He's always letting us come in to do a story over at Kiss a Gator. And so the first reptile that we have today, Lisa, that is not here. She was supposed to hold some of these. And we're going to talk about, and you have some questions too, because you want to get a bearded dragon. And you jump in, questions, anybody that has questions. So I'm going to do some video as well. And I'm live on TikTok, and I'm on 6 stations, 3 FM, 3 AM. And I'm going to show you what's happening here in the house here. So stay tuned. And while you're driving along, hey, Vaughn, do you have the song before we start, Gloria? And we're going to talk about that. Go get him, because my engineer is not back there. We're looking for him. And so before he jumps back in here, tell us about Gloria.
Yeah, so Gloria is an animal called a bearded dragon. There's 8 different species of bearded dragons. They're a species from Australia. They've been in the U.S. and part of the pet trade for about 30 years now. Now they're pretty widespread across the U.S. just from that, and they've got a lot of different subspecies, or where people will more will mate those together to for certain traits and things like that.
He's cute.
Yeah, no, I mean, Gloria is pretty relaxed. Probably if I was going to recommend a pet species for a lizard, this or a leopard gecko would probably be one of the good starters, for a couple of reasons. You know, we want to think about mom and dad. So it's really important when somebody does go out and want to get an exotic pet, number one, that they do their homework. There's so many people that don't realize what it takes or what it entails to take care of an animal. Right. But one of the big things, and really big for mom and dad at the end of the day, is what's the lifespan of this animal? Because all of a sudden, if... like I'll show you one of my friends here in a minute, Milo, he's going to live for 100 to 150 years. So when your kids head off to college and you find out that you have a tortoise for another 40 years that you need to figure out what to do with, it's important you do that research ahead of time.
Right.
She is an insectivore, so she does eat a mix of things, both plants as well as insects. When they're younger, they tend to eat a lot more insects, so she'll eat things like we feed them crickets or superworms. Very important when you have these different lizard species, most of them, and what happens with a lot of them, is they can get a degenerative bone disease if you don't prepare their food correctly. So you want to make sure there's a calcium dust that you get, that you put on their food, so that they can actually form the calcium they need, and they can actually break down the calcium. Otherwise, they'll get a degenerative bone disease that can make them really fragile. Now, as they get older, they'll start shifting more of their diet to different plants, so things like greens, cucumbers, zucchini, stuff like that. So now they're kind of funny. The hardest part of this interview will be me getting Gloria off my hand afterwards.
But we're going to try something. Does Gloria actually like to go to other people's hands? Okay, we're going to have to look at
me, Dan. I'm just saying.
I'm going to have you take the video on this, and let's go to that song, Gloria, because this is a bearded dragon.
Yep. So they get that bearded dragon name from the standpoint that they have this beard underneath their chin that actually inflates.
Okay.
And it also actually changes color. So what they do is they do that as a threat display. So if they're upset or something, they'll actually inflate that.
So why is it going like that? Because...
just the way she's turning.
She's chilling.
If she was upset, because the big thing you would want to watch out for, if she was really upset, is this changes colors. So a lot of different lizards, you know, people think about the chameleons, but a lot of different lizard species actually change color. And most of them don't do it for changing or for fitting into their environment or for camouflage. They do it for a couple of things. One, they do it for mood. Uh-huh. So the darker the color this gets, the more upset she is or stressed.
Wow.
but the other, so she's kind of a mood lizard.
Okay.
And then the other reason they'll do it is for temperature control. A lot of them will change. So if, let's say, I'm outside and I'm a lizard and I'm cold, I'll change a darker color so I absorb more sunlight. If I'm warm, I'll actually change a lighter color, so I'll reflect sunlight away from me.
Interesting. So let's go to that song, Gloria, because this is a bearded dragon, and we'll be right back. Enjoy.
You got to slow down.
then, that was Gloria, because we had a bearded dragon. I actually got to hold it. I see, this was a little fear factor for me. Now, Lisa, if she's watching, she was supposed to actually hold it as well. But Lisa, we have more surprises for you since you're not here. Oh, my God. Okay, 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 okay. I he's got, it is not a black racer snake. Oh, 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 oh.
So,
hold on. No. Okay, so start talking, Wyatt. Wyatt, get closer to the snake. You wanted a snake.
All right, Wyatt.
So,
okay.
So this is Raja. She is a ball python. They're a species of python. They're one of the smallest species of python, but they're from Central and Western Africa. They have found a place as pets because they're smaller, they're comfortable being handled. Now, I'll see if she can get do it so I can show you why she's actually called a ball python, because what she'll do, this particular species,
oh my God,
will curl itself right up into a ball that protects itself. So usually if it's threatened, it would tuck its head in here, so if a predator's trying to get at it, at least it's not getting a hold of its head.
So, my question is, now, is that poisonous?
No. Okay. No. So we have no poisonous snakes at our facility. You have to have a whole separate license to actually have poisonous snakes here in Florida.
Right.
So, and plus you have to have them like in a locked room where people, that's closed off to the
wow.
public, so that kind of defeats the purpose of us having an attraction where people can come and see some of these exotic pets.
So Jungle Dan, how did you get so brave?
I think it was just one of those things. I mean, I would have never seen myself doing this as a job. But when I retired from the resort industry about a year ago, I just realized, hey, I want to have something where I can give back to the community. And I was like, and I'm a giant kid, so I'm like, it's either going to have to involve animals, theme, like an attraction like a theme park, or
right.
video games.
So. Well, I have to tell everybody, Dan was the one that hired me back in the days for promotions. And when I saw him the other day, I'm like, oh my God, this was like 2 months ago, trying to get you on the air. And Wyatt, since you take the microphone, you're 10 years old. And so tell us, what do you know about snakes? What do you, would you want to hold the snake? Looking at it now, he's been saying, I want to get a snake. I said, there's a black racer in our backyard. So Wyatt, what do you think of that snake?
It's pretty cool.
So are you afraid to hold it, or would you like to hold it?
I'm a little afraid, but it's a snake.
Yeah.
Everyone's a
but
afraid.
Dan's right there. You're good.
It's something to get used
grab
to.
It. Well, does it
thing.
Bite?
I mean, with a mouth potentially could, but I mean,
we're getting very.
I mean, if it's not threatened, it's going to protect itself. Or like we were talking about in the break, a lot of snakes, people just don't realize that they'll warn you. I mean, a cobra doesn't go up and flare out its neck to actually, you know, threaten you. It's just telling you, hey, stay away from me.
So what kind is that exactly?
This is a ball python. So they're from Western and Central Africa. Now, they're a smaller species, so again, they would be a good starter snake for somebody because they are usually pretty comfortable being held.
Okay. Well, it's a pretty color. It looks
it
like
is.
The Mirage in Vegas.
They actually get a little bit darker as they get older, so they go through a little bit of a color change. But this is what they do. I mean, she's just going to cuddle up in a ball. I mean, she's not trying to constrict me. What's happening more than likely is if she was a little cold, she's feeling the heat in my body, and so she's warming up by cuddling up and getting closer to me.
Okay.
But they don't get big. The males get to about 5 to 6 feet. The females get to about maybe 4, 4.5 feet.
Wow. So, and how old is she?
About 2 years old. In a lot of cases, too, we guess, because with being a rescue, we don't always get the greatest paperwork with the animals when they come in.
Right.
So a lot of times it's a guesstimate or a trip to a veterinarian so that we can make sure, hey, this is how old this animal is, or we estimate. So we tend to celebrate a lot more of doing the their anniversary date or their adoption date when they come to us in the first place.
Amazing. We did play that. Kissigator. Okay, we're going to play that again at the second half hour in a second. Kissigator and John's Pass. And so I want to see if my grandson would like to try to hold this, because you have no idea the last couple months how he's been after me. I want a snake. I want a snake. I want a snake. And now that I've got it in front of him, I want to see how courageous he is.
Oh, let's see, buddy.
Lisa.
So we'll do one Lisa here, about a third of the
head. Oh, my God.
And then we're going to do the other one on the tail there.
And Lisa's saying, I would not do that. Okay.
I feel like the bone.
Okay, so what does it feel like, Wyatt?
I don't know what it feels like.
It's almost like solid muscle when you feel them. I mean, but here's one of the things I always like to show people. How can you be scared of something that's ticklish? Like if I put my hand there, they're actually ticklish on their belly.
Interesting.
So, now what she's doing right now, she's actually moving her head around. It's not that she's getting ready to strike. It's snakes typically have really bad eyesight, so she's trying to just figure out what's wrong or what's around her. And with her eyes on the side of their head, they have to move around quite a bit to figure out
what's
wrong.
So why is your tongue coming out?
That's how they smell.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. That's pretty interesting. So who's going to be the next courageous? I know Lisa's watching.
No.
Lisa, there's more.
I can leave her here for until next week for Lisa.
We're good.
Lisa says I'm watching. So is she on the phone? Did she call? Lisa, you need to call the station. There were more surprises for you here. So Devin, do you want to get courageous?
No. We're going to be courageous with a gator. We're not going to...
Yeah, I can let you hold the gator later.
He even brought an alligator to the station, Lisa.
Good, but...
An alligator.
Snake, no.
And we got a tortoise here, too, I think, coming up. So that's pretty amazing, Wyatt. So
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And so he looks like he's... comfortable. I'm not. That would frighten me.
I'm shaking right now because I'm trying not to. It's like a little tight on my hands.
Are you shaking?
Yeah. Right here,
so all of you that are driving, we have Kiss a Gator here, and my grandson is 10 years old, and he's actually holding a snake. What kind of snake is it again?
Ball python.
Oh, that's all.
No big deal.
Now, a lot of people, they're going to hear that and be like, oh, that's the ones we're having problems with in South Florida. Right. That's not this species.
Okay.
There actually are reticulating pythons or Burmese pythons, which are the ones that grow to like 17, 18 feet and are one of the invasive species, one of many invasive species we have here in Florida. That's part of our message as well when we're of our attraction is that we want to educate, but we definitely want to educate people about invasive species because we're up to 477 invasive species now between land and water here in Florida.
Wow. You need your own Jungle Dance show.
My three listeners I'd have.
No, we're live on six stations, 3FM, 3A, and I'm glad that everybody tuned in as well.
Yeah.
And so in the meantime, Vaughn, what do you think about? Do you want to come out here and try this? Do you want to get courageous?
Maybe. No. I think I like
he
my place.
A little
this
bit. Thank you. He saw it. It's okay.
Yeah, is that a snake? Yes. I can't show my grandson because he's underage, but yes, it's a snake. It is a python. He'll put it back in his hands, and I'll show you, which is pretty interesting. So, Lisa, what are you thinking about this? Where are you, Lisa? 727-441-3000. Call in the radio show. This was a special for you. We were going to get courageous back and forth, me and my co-host. Now me, I don't know. It's
make
just like
her
a fear factor.
Make Dan. Come on,
you're
going to
make me hold the snake. Do you want to see me hold
the
snake?
Let's
oh
do it.
Oh my God.
Are you ready?
It's going to feel like a pair of leather boots. Really.
Okay, wait. Okay. Wyatt, talk to the audience because they're driving and they don't want to turn the channel. So talk to them about this snake, Wyatt, because you're live on the air. So this is Wyatt. Wyatt, keep going. You're live.
So how the snake felt, it felt like sticky on the... It felt sticky.
Okay. Keep talking. Devin, you can talk.
So it was sticky. Was it hot or cold?
It was cold.
Cold?
Really cold.
Okay. Let's go to Green Acres. Green Acres, the place to be. And we're going to try this right now. Let's play that song, Green Acres, while I try to hold this one. I'll be right back. I'm getting courageous.
All right. I'll play their commercial.
Yes, that would be good. And then go to Green Acres. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Was that just the music? Was it a commercial? Okay.
Yeah, so, it was a commercial.
Okay, so it's, if you go to Kiss a Gator,
Everything we've got is under Kiss a Gator, so the website's www.kissagator.com. You can
you'll find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, as well under kissagator.com.
Okay. And in the meantime, let's go back to Green Acres, and we'll be right back. And I just have something to say from Kelly Preston passing away when I met her at the radio station. And we'll be back with more reptiles. Lisa, where are you? I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat. I'll be right back.
So far and wide, keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air. You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
And we're back. So now I got in front of me Lisa Vasquez. Where is she? Lisa, she's not in the air yet? Okay. So I have a tortoise, right?
Yeah. So this is a tortoise. Okay. This is actually Milo. He's a 3-year-old African spurred tortoise or sakata.
Okay.
This species will actually get to 100 to 150 years old, and he will actually get to almost 2 to 250 pounds when he's full grown.
So how old is this one?
3 years old.
Okay, we're going to stop the camera and try it again here, and I'm going to try to hold this. Let's put some background music on with this as well. Let's put something tropical, some tropical music or something that would be good with a little background.
Something really slow.
Something really slow. A slow turtle. No, see, I even have a turtle necklace on.
Oh.
I'm into turtles and tortoises. I don't know why.
Yep, he's a tortoise. So he's an African spurred tortoise.
Okay, this is an African tortoise.
Yep, so one of the ways you can tell, couple of things. So tortoises are land-based. Turtles live in water.
Right.
Also, tortoises are going to have that nice rounded shell, where a turtle will have one that's more compact to their body because being water-based, they don't want a big shell. Think about trying to go swimming with a backpack on.
Yeah, so, he's heavy.
Yeah.
Is he? Yeah, he's very heavy.
Now,
yeah.
He can actually feel you touching his shell, too. So their shell is actually...
That's a thing?
It's an extension of their spine.
Wow.
And so their nerve endings go up into that. And then it's actually made out of the same material as our hair and our nails. It's keratin.
Yeah.
So not necessarily like you feel you like if you were touching your skin, but he can feel the pressure like if you were pushing on your fingernail.
Wow, I need a photo on this one here. Mm-hmm. So now, what does this tortoise eat?
So he's an herbivore, so he's going to eat mostly greens, a little bit of other vegetables, again, like squash and cucumbers, zucchini, things like that, and then a tiny, tiny bit of fruit.
He's very heavy, but this is adorable. Now, can people have these as pets here in Florida?
Oh, yeah. They're in the pet trade. They're a fairly popular breed of pet. But again, a lot of people get them and then don't realize how big they're going to get. I mean, Rudy, who's 27 years old, who we have at the facility, is about half the size of your table here.
Wow.
Around.
I want to touch
him. Do you want to hold him?
Okay.
He's adorable. Yeah. No, actually, he's adorable. Yeah. Fill the shell.
I need points.
Okay,
here.
So I'm going to take this over there. Isn't he heavy?
Yeah.
So Devin is here, and she's actually... holding the tortoise. And so Devin, what do you think of the tortoise?
Very heavy, but cute.
Now, he's from the deserts in Africa as well.
Okay.
So cute, though.
And part of why they call them spurred tortoises, if you see on their arms and legs, that's how they actually, those spurs, it helps them to actually burrow into the sand. So when they're trying to cool off, they can burrow down. Now, he's a male. All the tortoises we have at our facility, all the sakatas are actually male because... Again, we don't want to get into the pet trade or breeding or anything like that. But also, one of the other things we have to watch, however, with them all being males, is that they don't get along. Males, imagine that, males do not get along from time to time.
Interesting.
So
if
you
look,
I don't know if you can see it on the camera, but right underneath his chin, there's those little prongs there. Now, those will get more pronounced the older he gets. But what they actually do, so when they're looking for territory as they get old enough to mate, or if they're trying to find mates, they'll actually use that. They'll hook to the other tortoise, and they will actually use it to flip the other tortoise over. So
what?
At the end of the fight, whichever one is still upright, the other one's on its back, the one that stays up actually gets the girl, gets the territory.
Hey,
and being in the African, being in Africa like that too, though, the other tortoise that lost, the first thing they have to do is figure out, how do I flip myself back over, or I'm going to be somebody's lunch.
You'd think. So. Amazing, amazing. I think that's adorable. The tortoise is amazing.
So, Dan, can
he's
we
smiling.
Hand it back now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, we're here at Kiss a Gator. Actually, is in John's Pass. It's an adorable place. They have other alligators in the area.
Yep.
Like, tell us about, you know, there's the cages that have the water.
Yeah, so we have almost 250 animals now. So,
wow.
You know, you hear alligator attraction. Don't be confused with the fact that it's just alligators. We have a wide variety of species. So turtles, tortoises, frogs, a variety of different reptiles, snakes, scorpions, spiders, fresh and saltwater fish. But actually, we're going a little bit more towards the cute spectrum lately. We seem to have gotten quite a few rescues from the Florida Wildlife Commission and other organizations. So we just got, we have quite a few mammals now as well, small mammals. So we just got a couple of baby skunks in. They're a chocolate and a lavender skunk. They're about 10 weeks old now. They're flower and Roma. They're related to ferrets and weasels, so they bounce around all day long. They're the cutest little things to see. They actually share an office with me because they need some time to get out of their enclosure. So they come into my marketing office for about an hour a day and hop around and pull
and
up
I know
my pant legs.
You have little pigs there.
Yep. Yeah. So the other, probably the two species of rescues that we end up the most with are going to be the bearded dragons.
Right.
Secondly would be the mini pigs, because a lot of people get the Juliana teacup pigs.
Right.
Or teacup pigs, and they think, oh, it's just going to stay tiny.
I'm not sure what that is. We had something there. What is that? Something swinging through here.
They don't like the animals.
At me, like, I don't know. I have no idea. All right.
I totally lost my train of thought there.
Yeah, there was like this whole like swinging thing. I don't know. Did you hear that, Vaughn? What was that? Oh, you don't know. It was a turtle. It was maybe turtle code. I don't know.
Ninja turtle. The teacup pigs, people think, oh, well, they're just going to be this tiny little pig, and I'm going to have it forever, and it's going to be great.
Right.
But even though they are the smallest pig species, they actually get to about 100 pounds.
Yeah. So, now, what's the difference between that's the ones that you ride on?
The pot bellies?
Yes.
So we do have a couple of those as well. There's
okay.
some Vietnamese pot bellies that we have.
Okay.
But those are going to get several hundred pounds as they get full grown.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So amazing to have this, and it's great. White, did you want to try to hold the turtle and see what it feels like? All right, so let's go to another commercial. Let's see what we have up there on the list. Vaughn, I know we have, I'm looking for the National Comedy Hall of Fame. And we'll be right back, and I want to talk about real quick something with Kelly Preston, and my heart is just aching over what happened, and we'll be right back.
The National Comedy Hall of Fame Museum is now open in Tampa Bay. Information on the museum can be found at nchof.com. The museum just announced the induction class of 2020, which includes legends such as Joan Rivers, Eddie Murphy, Will Ferrell, Dan Aykroyd, and John Cleese. Also on site, there are live comedy classes and stand-up comedy. Information on the comedy classes can be found at hofcomedyschool.com, and the live shows are posted at comedyhof.com. Come out and see us.
So we're actually getting our next reptile here, and Lisa's probably at home going, oh my God, I'm so glad I stayed home today, resting. Oh, so we have a real live alligator in the house, And it's a little one, but it's not as big as the other one. So I can deal with that one. Because I had the bigger one. Oh, I had, like, gosh, the big one. Cute. So let's talk real quick about Kelly Preston. She actually came to the radio station with an event that Christy Alley had, and she actually has given me the opportunity to interview her. And I was so enlightened by her joy and her personality. And I want to tell you, she is just a beautiful woman inside and out, and she gave me the interview. She even tweeted our photo on Twitter afterwards. And then, not even a couple months ago, we wanted to try to reach out to her to make, we're actually doing a movie on something or a TV series, and we wanted her as the lead. And just hearing the news that she passed away is just very, oh my God, the whole world is mourning over her. And our prayers go out to John Travolta and Ben and his sister. And I'll tell you, that's the hardest thing in the world. But, you know, I had the opportunity to meet her. And what a joy. And I'll say, heaven just gained another angel. So anyways, in the meantime, that was, if you have a chance, go to YouTube and put in Dawn Rees, Kelly Preston. And you'll see a lot of that. And also on TikTok, I just put some videos out there under Dawn Rees Show, some of the interviews I did with Kelly Preston. So, again, our prayers out to the Travolta family. In the meantime, let's go over here back to Dan. And, Dan, now we have some more music. Can we play something tropical like Bob Marley or something?
Crocodile Rock.
Yeah, Crocodile Rock. Let's play Crocodile Rock. Okay. So Dan, tell us about this one.
Okay, so this is my friend Riddler. He is probably about 6 years old, American Alligator. We have probably about 45 alligators at our facility, three caimans, and then one Nile crocodile.
Okay.
Now, our gators that we get, these aren't ones that we take from the wild. In most cases, they aren't ones that people had as pets illegally as well. We actually, a couple times a year, our owners will actually go to skin farms where they raise these for product, whether it be belts, boots, purses, meat. And they'll actually buy some of the the babies away, the hatchlings away. So we have, if you come to the facility, we've got, I think, 9 of the little hatchlings there that are about 11 months old. They're tiny. I mean, gators only grow about 6 to 9 inches a year.
Right.
So, like, when you see those ones online or on video or on television where you look at, oh, here's this massive gator walking across a golf course, that gator is probably 40 years old.
Oh, geez. Okay. Yeah, I remember because we lived in Orlando one time, and we lived on a golf course, and my kids were in the back eating golf balls, and I didn't realize there were gators back there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I find out after they're making a ton of money on golf balls.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the thing they say down here with fresh water. Either there's been a gator in it or there's a gator there now.
Yeah.
Now, they normally don't have their snouts wrapped up like this. We did this, obviously, for safety purposes.
But isn't that for the reason for kiss a gator?
Yeah. So we have once a day. So guys about this size will work about once every 30 days for holds or for photo opportunities. The bigger ones will work about once a week. We keep gators until they get about 4 to 5 feet. And then with us being an indoor facility, then we partner with different sanctuaries around the state.
That's amazing.
And zoos where they can go out and live out the rest of their lives, but not be released into the wild and potentially be a nuisance gator. But I mean, because they are socialized, they see all these people and we feed them. And so they associate people with food. Now, they wouldn't go after somebody necessarily other than like they'd walk up and be like, hey, those are the people that give me turkey hot dogs. I'm going to go see if they have one.
Right. Well, you know, so the mouth is taped and the eyes are beautiful, actually. Yep. You know, I mean, so if someone runs into one of these, now, how big does this one get?
So females will get to about 8 feet on average. Calm down, Riddler.
Oh, I just asked how big they're going to get.
So males will get probably on average of around 11 feet.
Okay.
They'll live about 40 to 50 years out in the wild. But only 5% of the ones that are actually born out in the wild will actually make it to adulthood. because of different predations between other animals, other alligators, humans, and now again too with the invasive species like the pythons in the Everglades and the tegu. They have a black and white tegu that's a monitor species that will go through and actually wipe out all the eggs. They're an egg eater, or they'll eat the little hatchlings.
Wow.
So, and the eyes are actually pretty cool. One of the things, they actually have two sets of eyelids.
Okay.
So they have a typical one like we do, but then they have a second one that goes across their eye this way, but it's actually clear. So it's almost like a swim goggle. So it protects their eyes while they're at the surface or when they're underwater, but they can still see through it so they can see what they're doing.
So we have the show called Hollywood Connections. And so Hollywood Connections really get you connected in show business with producers, agents, casting directors, and so forth. And we're with the Tampa Bay Film Society, Women in Film. And then we have another part called the Concierge Show. And this is where the Concierge Show is, because I used to be a concierge, and this is bringing you all the fun things to do in Florida. And so we are here with Dan from the Kiss a Gator in Johns Pass. And now this is a boy?
Yep.
I can tell.
Well,
I can
technically, we can't tell. So their organs are actually internal. So that little slot there, and hopefully he does, that's where the Gatorade comes from too. So hopefully he doesn't shoot your camera here. He's kind of like a super soaker. You can pump the tail a couple times, make him go for distance. So
I actually had that happen when I was there. Yes. Okay.
But yeah, so their organs are actually internal.
Right.
So until they get older, and then you basically, you're flipping one over and feeling up inside to feel whether it's a boy or a girl. And I have any desire whatsoever to ever do that in my life. Yeah. I'm just going to go on the fact that it could be a boy, it could be a girl. It just bases on what we call them today.
Well, let's see. I'm going to see if my grand. Do you want to hold the gator, Wyatt? Mm-hmm. Do you want to try it?
No,
I use
no.
it. You want to? Okay, let's try Devin here, and we're gonna see if here.
Yeah,
take that for Devin, and we're gonna try. Let's go back to let's see here, another commercial. We've got a couple of them out there. What else do I have up there? As we take a videotape, this is just more of a concierge fun show today, bringing you what's around Florida in Johns Pass, and I think we have. What is it, Vaughn? I have a ton of them up there. I know he's looking through everything. And Vaughn, are you there? What one do we have?
Got Comic-Con here.
The what?
Comic-Con.
The Comic-Con's not coming here yet.
2020 commercial.
A 2020 commercial? No, that's okay. Well, let's just go to something fun. Now let's put some more tropical music on. Just go put tropical music on in the meantime. So here we go. So let's see if Devin's going to...
Here's the first thing we're going to do.
Number one,
their tail is solid muscle. You can feel how thick that tail is.
Okay.
So you want to hold that nice and tight. You're not going to hurt him, but we don't want him to whip you with it.
Okay.
The other one, you're just going to let him right there under his armpits.
Okay.
All right, and you're holding him. And then, like I said, the Gatorade comes from underneath, so point that at Dawn.
There we go.
So isn't there a thing that we have to do? It's called Kiss the Gator.
We do. We haven't been just because of the current situation.
Oh, that makes sense.
So everybody kind of does the air kiss right now at the moment. You know, the other thing, too, you've got him nice and tight.
Don't you make that
difference? This is the soft. So he's relaxed. So if he was upset, there's actually two little nods or nodes that will poke out underneath their chin there that emit pheromones.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically is something to warn other gators, hey, there's danger around, or if they're small enough, hey, mom, come get me.
Mm-hmm.
Something's after me. And again, his mouth is taped. That's actually, now we don't use regular tape. A lot of places will use duct tape or electrical tape, but that can irritate the animal. So we actually use a veterinary gauze. So the tape actually sticks to itself, but it puts just enough pressure on them to keep their mouth closed, because all of the gator's muscles are made towards closing their mouth. So they, the tape was off, I could hold Riddler's mouth shut with just two fingers.
So after he goes back to his pond.
So when he goes back tonight, one of the handlers will take the tape off of him. He'll get a nice treat. He gets a turkey dot dog for working. And then the other thing you might see, I don't know if you can see it, but he'll actually get his nails painted. So at the end of the night, we actually give him a manicure. That way we know who's worked, who hasn't each month. So we're not, don't keep catching the same alligator over and over. But yeah, there's actually video of like full-size gators where just a bird on their mouth like this.
Right.
That was keeping their mouth completely shut. So at his size right now, he's probably got the bite force of like a Rottweiler.
Oh.
Already.
Oh.
When he's full grown, Probably around 8 feet, he'll have the bite force of an African lion. Now compare that to a crocodile.
You keep touching a crocodile.
Yeah. Well, I'm just that way. Is Lisa on the phone?
Lisa, are you there?
Remember BFF.
If a crocodile, I would have ran out the other one.
Linda, listen. Lisa, are you there?
Hold it, honey. Go ahead.
All right, let's go to Lisa, our co-host. She's not in the studio today, but we had all this for you, Lisa. All of this.
I feel horrible, but, you know, when you're told to take it easy, you got to listen.
We do house visits if you need us. I mean...
Well, trust me, you can get here in 30 minutes. I'll be ready for you.
Well, Lisa, we're going to make sure that you get over there and you can interview them and hold the gators as well and the pigs. And
yes, I can't wait.
Yes.
So, or some of the fun stuff we've got. Like, he's not out on display yet, but we actually just got a fennec fox. That's the smallest fox species in the world. They're ones with those really big ears.
Wow.
So we've got one that's about 4 weeks old. So
Lisa, what do you want to ask Dan while I try to look at the gator? Take over for a minute, all right? I'm going to get gutsy.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Did you always want to work with, you know, wild animals? Because, like, crocodiles and, you know, alligators, and I'm, you know, from Miami, but, wow, like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
how do you know you wanted to be that?
I've only been doing this for
wild animals that could eat me.
Yeah, I've only done this for about 6 months. So,
really?
Actually, before this, I was in I did marketing in the resort industry for almost 20
Don't
years.
We all.
So did So I was doing like trade shows and working with I did a lot more corporate alliances, like working with pro sports teams and Six Flags and Feld Entertainment, Monster Jam, that kind of stuff. And so I'd travel around the country quite a bit. And I finished up my last project last June and just decided, okay, I'm done. I'm not traveling. In 20 years, I was in almost 10 different states. So they tend to move you around a lot. So when I decided I was going to go back to work, it was like, okay, it's either going to be something that involves animals or involves sports or music or something that's fun and that I can feel like I'm giving back. My dream originally when I was young and foolish was to be in marine biology, but then I heard you had to go to school for 8 more years, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'll just go to SeaWorld.
Okay, so I'm going to try holding, what is the gator's name?
Riddler.
You're going to hold the alligator or the crocodile?
This is an American alligator, so...
Ah!
Now we do it in Florida. We actually
ran out the studio, like ran out the front door.
Well, Lisa, you get to go to kiss a gator over in John's Pass.
I do. I get to go kiss a gator at John's Pass, but don't worry, I'll make
the fun. The funny part is with it sitting here in a bag for like, or coming driving over here, and everybody sees this duffel bag start moving every so often. I'm like, I hope I don't pull up next to any cops anytime soon, but. All right.
Okay.
So, first we're going to grab the tail.
And then again, crocodiles in a car.
Okay, we'll grab the tail. Oh, my God.
And you just let him rest on your hand like that.
Okay, and that's it.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
So you are holding a dinosaur. They are actually over 200 million years old. They predate dinosaurs.
Wow.
They predate people.
He's heavy.
The only thing they've really changed is that they've gotten, he's pretty thick.
Yeah, he is.
A belly full of turkey hot dogs and gator chow. So who knew? I mean, before I started doing this, I mean, you hear a dog chow and cat chow, but there's gator chow, sloth chow, guinea chow. I mean, any kind of animal you can think of has got a dry food.
So what do you feed an alligator? Like
So these guys,
turkey,
they'll so they'll primarily get a dry food, a gator chow that's got the different nutrients and things in it that they need.
Right.
But we actually, along with holding the gator, they have the experience where they can come in and we actually will let people help us be gator trainers. Now that sounds more exciting than it is. You're not getting in the enclosure or anything.
Right.
But what we do is we have some bamboo poles that we put like weed rack or string on, almost made a line for it. And then we actually poke a piece of turkey hot dog on the end and people can come in there and help us train the gators because these guys have evolved over 200 million years to do as little as possible.
Right.
Oh, wow.
they almost want food to come to them and climb in its mouth. So we want people to make them jump and exercise and move around the enclosure so that they can get some enrichment. And it's almost like they're hunting out in the wild. But again, these guys are opportunistic. They really don't chase prey. The ones that most people, I think, confuse the behavior with of like, I've got to worry about it, are crocodiles, which will actively hunt. They hunt in packs. They memorize patterns. If I go to this watering hole at this time, there's going to be these animals or these people here. Yeah.
Right. There's a lot of little people and big people. Yeah.
Wow. It has been such a pleasure. Let's play that Kiss a Gator. And Lisa, thank you so much for calling. We have 5 minutes left.
Thank you.
And Lisa's going to go do a full story over there at Kiss a Gator and give us some more insight of what's happening. And we'll be right. Well, actually, that commercial, you're going to just do the commercial right now. Just give the website,
phone number. We're located in Johns Pass at Madeira Beach. We're on the second floor of the shops level, directly across from the main parking lot. Our hours Monday through Saturday are 10 to 7 and Sunday 12 to 7. For those of you that are still concerned about COVID and social distancing, we also have the ability that if you don't want to come in there during regular hours, you can rent 1 hour before or 1 hour after. So before we open or after we close, mm-hmm. and you can actually do a VIP tour for a group of up to 10 people. costs $120, but you can actually have the facility to yourself, and you get like a VIP tour and a little more time to spend with the animals, but don't have to worry about crowds.
Well, let me get 9 people that make bad decisions in my life, and trust me.
And yeah.
Yeah, Lisa, I've been trying. This was my surprise. Lisa, it was my surprise. I was trying to keep for 2 months to have the surprise for you to have these alligators, and there was a snake and there was a tortoise.
The snake, I would have been. Look, I used to play with them in Miami because everybody had a snake in my corn snake, your rat, aka rat snake. But no, to see like snakes at like 50 years old, no, that I would have been right. I was like, okay, you're going to co-host with Dawn tonight because I'm out sitting in the
box. Well, Lisa, we'll be back next week. And we have producers directors calling in for Hollywood Connections. And we even have miracle stories for Hollywood Connections as well. So please stay tuned. Thank you, Lisa, for calling in. We miss you.
Thank you, Dawn.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
So in the meantime, while I'm sitting here, my backdrop falls back. So now you can actually see on Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube the whole station. We're on 6 stations, 3 FM, 3 AM. You can actually see this show live again. We'll be doing watch parties on Facebook as well as Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube. So please check it out as well up there. And I have a few minutes left. Dan, thank you so much for being here. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks so much for having us. We really appreciate it, and we hope we can see you guys down there. And if you do mention that you heard us on Hollywood Connections or on Tan Talk, when you come to the attraction with your admission, if you just mention that, you'll actually get a free rescue hold while you're there. You have 15 different, not the gators, but you do have 15 different species you can hold, everything from chinchillas and guinea pigs to the bearded dragons like Gloria and some other dragon species to a couple of different snake species as well.
Well, I'll tell you, I went through my fear factor today.
We did a good job. Just saying.
I wasn't too sure because my grandson, and you know, tell me about what the critter said he wanted.
Did you
want to try the alligator?
Yes.
Okay, he's going to try before we go. We have 5 minutes and I have to do some shout outs. If you would like your own digital business card, it is amazing. It's fun. It is so intriguing. What it is you get many different links on your business card, and you can text to our production company at 727-871-7788. And it's amazing because somebody can take a photo, actually their phone, over your phone, and then it's also digital, so it goes right to their phone with the scanner card. It's so amazing. You can put as many links, so many celebrities, Shaq, I can tell you, sports players, anchor people, everybody in the industry, you don't have to buy business cards anymore. So check it out. And if you are on TikTok, please check out Kelly Preston's interviews that I did with her, as well as my digital business cards up there and my Instagram and my YouTube. If you are on TikTok, go to Dawn Reese Show and add me as well. And I'm having so much fun on TikTok, which asked me a question. Are you on TikTok?
We do have some of our trainers and animal handlers that are on TikTok, so you'd have to look them up individually.
Okay.
One of our kids, I mean, he's got over 100,000 followers now.
What? 100,000 followers on TikTok?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I need him as a friend.
New goals, right?
You can probably, I think, if you go on our social media on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube, you can probably find some of the links to get to their TikToks.
Awesome, awesome. We only have 3 minutes left. And Vaughn, was this a very interesting show today?
Yeah, I remember you talking about it last week, and I was anticipating it. But when he was talking about some of the animals, I was like, oh, yeah, oh.
Okay, so now we know
more in
depth about the tortoise.
Yeah, it was definitely pretty interesting just to hear about, you know, the history of them, because, you know, that's not something you hear every day, and it's not a lot of, you know, information that normal public knows about, so.
Right, and was it a tortoise that I saw crossing my road the other day?
You might. I've heard of people finding them in downtown St. Pete, like down by that shuffleboard and lawn bowling complex where they've, like, found them in the middle of the street.
Now, can they keep them, or is that illegal?
I mean, they certainly, if they wanted to, there's nothing. Gators are, you have to actually show you've worked with gators for 1,000 hours and actually are keeping one for educational purposes.
Gotcha.
But a lot of these species, yeah, I mean, most of them are the pet trade is so prominent that they're out there in large numbers. They're not protected, so there's a lot of animals that you can have. I mean, like our sloth that came to us. I mean, it's not illegal to own a sloth in some states.
Interesting. I know, it goes so fast. And also, too, is I just need to shout out again, give what website one more time?
www.kissagator.com.
Perfect. And also, if you would like to be one of my new reporters, also on TikTok and around the world, we've taken our TikTok money, and I'm going to be putting up a little girl that we raised some money for. She's our new Miss Preteen Wisconsin. And so that is what we do. And if you'd like to be one of our reporters for red carpet events and all the great events that we do when things open up, you can call 727-871-7788. If you'd like to help donate to Hollywood Connections, we do have a PayPal because we pay for our own airtime. Dawn Reese Show, actually, at yahoo.com. It's also up on my TikTok as well. Again, remember, you've got all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. And I'll tell you, I want to thank Beaming Hope Church because I'll tell you, great Pastor Joe over there if you're looking for a good church. And they do give food if you need that as well after Sundays. So again, did you have fun, Devin?
Oh my gosh, a blast.
Did
you? Are you kidding? I held a gator. This is a real thing. It's happening.
Yeah, it's warm in here.
You've held a dinosaur, a dragon today.
I can't.
All this
and
because
I really
of you.
Thought
thank
it would
you.
Be like a hard skin, and it's so soft. It's unreal.
So she's now in. Now actually, we've initiated her to Florida by holding a gator.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Well, I'm Dawn Reese. Remember, we'll see you next Monday with Lisa V. We'll be back, and then at the end of the month, we have a special with our beauty queens and Lisa Getting Ripped with Lisa V as well at the end of the month. So much more with Hollywood Connections. Tune in and remember, go to my Facebook, Dawn Reese Show, Dawn Reese Show on TikTok, as well as Hollywood Connections on Instagram. All right, have a great weekend, everybody, and God bless you.